Last month, we tried something out, which is always a dangerous thing for us to do on this show, trying things. But you all might remember it was a direct ripoff of the popular reality dating show, Love is Blind.
Yes! I loved it!
It was so awkward, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good, though.
And awkward is right in our wheelhouse.
It is. Yeah. It's true.
That feels like home to us. And if you haven't seen the show before, it's a social experiment where a bunch of single men and women try and look for love by talking through a wall to each other.
Yeah. Okay. Whoa. And ours was a little less intense because we were just seeing if they'd go out on a date, right?
Yeah. It's the radio version of it.
It was cool to listen in.
Yeah, it was.
And some people have suggested we rename it Blind is Love.
Oh, wow. So we don't have to explain
Is that our company lawyers so that we don't get...
might be lawyers. Oh, okay. They don't love when we get sued by Netflix.
Blind is Bluff. Maybe it's even better.
Sure. But you know what? It went so well the first time, we're gonna do it again.
Yay! Oh my gosh!
Two brand new listeners who have agreed to meet for the first time over the phones right here on the show. And these are two people who've emailed us about second date updates before, and we haven't been able to use their stories because their dates didn't answer when we tried calling them.
Oh, this is perfect then. But they're nice and desperate.
Yeah, exactly. We thought they might actually be a good match if we put them together. Their names are Kayla and Tyler.
Wait, and are they both on the phone now?
Instead of bringing them up one at a time, we do it simultaneously.
Okay.
Neither one knows what the other person looks like.
Right.
They've never heard each other before. They don't know anything about each other.
Heck, we don't even know what they look like. Yeah. I mean, they just emailed us.
We never know what the callers look like, Brooke.
Yeah. And
it's part of the mystery and the allure.
So I love it. I love it.
We're just going to back away and let the magic happen and see if the connection is really there between
them. You know what? That's also why I love this segment, because we just do nothing.
Yeah.
And you know what?
All right.
Hopefully
we know how lazy
you
are.
So when we do this, remember, we need to have total silence in the room.
Oh, that's the hard part.
I know you're tempted to jump in and talk, especially these two to my left.
But Turn my mic off. Turn it off.
All right, let's punch them up. Kayla and Tyler, are you guys there?
I'm here. Oh.
All right, we're going to back away and let you two talk to each other. Go ahead. We're going to stay quiet.
Hi, Kayla.
Hi. Hi, Tyler. How are you?
I just want to clarify before we go any farther.
Hey, I mean, yes, they got each other's names wrong.
Yeah, the names are wrong. It's Tyler and Kayla.
Not Kyla and Kyler.
Yes.
Jailer.
Okay, let's try it again.
This is definitely the radio version. Let the magic happen.
Here it goes.
So if we combine our names, what would it be? Would it be Kyler?
What? I guess it would be Kyler. Or Tyla?
All right. Kyla? Or Kyla.
Kyla,
that's
yeah.
It. We're a perfect couple.
Oh. That's it.
But,
well, you sound nice. Your voice sounds nice.
Oh, thanks. You have a very sexy voice yourself.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
What kind of, I don't know, what qualities do you look for in a guy?
I definitely want someone who can make me laugh, for sure. Mm-hmm. Someone who's really kind and generous, and someone who's good looking, which we're not going to know right now, obviously.
Oh.
Well, we can check off all three of those for me, so I think we're pretty
set. Oh, thank you. Okay, good. What about you? What are you looking for?
I know I shouldn't probably ask this, but I'm going to anyway. I'm just wondering if you could tell me about maybe like your last boyfriend. What was that like?
Okay.
I'm just wondering if he's as romantic as I am, because I honestly doubt he is.
Well, he was a little bit romantic. We broke up about 2 years ago. It really sucked. I wanted to stay single for, you know, at least a year before I jumped back into the dating pool.
Yeah, go back to the breaking up part. How did you guys break up?
Well, if you really want to know, he cheated on me and...
He's a complete fool, obviously, but who was it with? Was it with, like, a family member, or?
No, that's disgusting. No, it was actually a woman at work, if you can believe that. But,
and did you catch them
another...
at work, or?
What?
Did you catch them at work, like, in the act, like, in the copy room, or?
No, I actually was snooping through some texts because, you know, we do that sometimes. Snooping through some texts, saw them.
But you were going through his phone?
You know, it was right there, and it dinged, and I looked at it, and then there were a bunch of texts I probably wasn't supposed to see.
We're gonna have to put the flame out for just 1 second on this burning romance.
Why would he ask if it was a family member?
We need to put them down, right? Let's just discuss for a second in the room.
Okay.
What do we think about Kayla and Tyler's romantic connection? Is the spark there?
I thought it was great.
I think Kayla sounds lovely. She had to go through that, but what the hell is he asking her?
Yeah, in your mind, where did the conversation go wrong?
Okay. I actually know the exact moment.
Can we bring up your past trauma?
Yeah.
Thank you, Alexis.
Immediately.
Alexis, what did you think? Did you feel the love between the two of them blossoming?
They sound cute, you know?
Yeah.
I think he's just going down the wrong path.
But maybe they can bond over both being cheated on or something.
Maybe she needs to ask him if
we need to go into his cheating path.
Okay, so let's just bond. Fully concentrating on infidelity is what we should do here.
And we need to get some texts into 78592 to hear if the listeners want to hear more from Tyler and Kayla. Should we continue their conversation in the second part?
Hard to imagine it could go worse for Tyler. So I think that we give him another shot.
Okay, because we do have some other people lined up that could jump on.
Oh, we do.
And
okay.
We can have them meet each other.
I mean,
but we're going to leave it up to the listeners at 78592.
Can we swap? Like, can we drop him and get another guy in? Or we're talking about couples.
Okay, couple swap is a different segment. We'll do that later on. But we're going to try and continue Blind is Love. See what the listeners have to say right after this.
Oh, this is so great. We're really sticking with that name.
I love it.
We're in the middle of Blind is Love.
Yeah.
The radio knockoff version of the TV show Love is Blind, where two of our listeners, Tyler and Kayla, who've never seen or heard each other before today, have met just minutes ago for the very first time on our phones.
And it got spicy real quick.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting word. Spicy.
It got interesting.
When we punch them up, we just back away and let them get to know each other. And we ask for our listeners to text into 78592 if they want to hear the conversation between them continue. Mm-hmm. And by a margin of 51-49...
Please say yes, because I want this to go on.
The listener said, keep Tyler. Yay! We want to hear more.
Okay.
So a lot of guys were disappointed, though, because they did want to have a chance with Kayla. But again, I'm reading her reactions, because even though the questions from Tyler were a little bit strange, possibly invasive about how she caught her ex cheating on her.
And who with?
Yeah, at the end, she still sounded like she was having a good time. She was laughing. She didn't seem offended by anything.
Yeah.
I know Brooke really wants to control this segment and other people's lives and the decisions that they made.
I just want to help.
Well, the thing is, this is the one place that she can't do that.
Yeah.
That's why it's so wonderful. Oh. If they want to talk more, if they want to talk more about each other's exes and who cheated on who, that's totally fine. Text into 78592 if you want to participate in the radio version of Blind is Love at Brooke and Jeffrey. Hit us up on our Insta. Now, here we go. We're back to the fireworks once again.
Hi, guys.
Let's punch up Tyler and Kayla. We'll back away. Here we go.
Okay. Since, you know how I told you how I caught my ex cheating?
I know. I'm so fixated on that. You were going through his phone.
Yeah. Yeah. We did go over that. My question for you, Tyler, is have you ever caught an ex before?
Actually, I have. I mean, that's a little bit of why I was so surprised before, because I did catch my girlfriend, but she was fooling around with my younger brother.
Oh.
Oh. So
that's a little bit, you know, I have some trust issues, you know. What can I say? It's a little touchy, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yikes.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this question. What are your top two turn-ons?
I do like a man with a deep, strong voice.
Do you? I like that, too.
That's funny. The other turn-on is I kind of like it when a guy's clothes, you know, like if I'm wearing one of his like button downs or his boxers or something, I think that's kind of sexy.
I like to wear tight underwear. Would you be wearing my underwear as well?
Maybe, I don't know. I'm kind of afraid to ask you what your turn-ons are.
Well, since you asked, I would say I like when a woman chews gum. I like when she has an active jaw. I like to see a moving, a very moving, athletic jaw. Do you have an athletic jaw, would you say?
I mean, I would say it's in pretty good shape.
Okay, nice. That's what I like. I like to hear that. I would say my other turn on is I like a crooked toe or two. How crooked are your toes?
Oh my gosh.
I would say the normal amount of crooked. I don't know how crooked they're supposed to be.
Normal amount of crooked. I can work with that.
Okay.
Wait, are we jumping in?
I feel like maybe...
You don't want more toe stuff? Jeff jinxed it. She said it couldn't get worse.
It's not that I don't want more toe stuff.
I thought they were actually cuter this time than the last time.
I don't know.
Let's put Kayla and Tyler on hold so that they can't hear this.
Zigzag cross-fingered toes? What is going
on? I don't know. Maybe this is my thought. Maybe he was just coming up with weird things because his real turn-ons aren't radio appropriate.
I mean, he did stay on the crooked toe thing for a bit.
Okay,
it sounded real.
True.
He wanted a lot of details about her toes and her jawline.
You want a strong jaw like Jay Leno? Like, who's he looking for?
My husband compliments my jawline sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's actually told me that he likes it when I chew gum. I'm not even lying.
Maybe Kayla is the female Jay Leno. Yeah. Maybe that is exactly the type of woman that he's looking
That's
for.
That's more chin, I feel like, than jaw. But okay.
We are running a little bit short on time here, so we need to see once and for all if they want to ask each other out. Do they want to meet up in real life here?
I hope so.
All right. We're going to be Quiet Coyote one more time.
Oh, I forgot that's a thing here.
Yeah, it's also a thing in my child's kindergarten class.
Well, is that
Quiet
Coyote?
We have to use what works for the right audience. So here we go. We're going to punch Tyler and Kayla back up.
All right.
We got 2 minutes. If you guys want to continue your conversation, and I don't know if it leads to a date, but I'm fading into the distance.
Goodbye, Jeffrey.
Kayla, are you there?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, okay. Well, I want to say that I really enjoy talking to you. I enjoyed
likewise.
Your sexy voice. Oh, did you say likewise?
Oh.
You like talking to me? Ooh.
Yeah, you are very quirky and funny.
Wait, quirky and funny? I think you can only be one.
Well, maybe you proved it wrong. I think you're both.
Truly sweet. I'm blushing right now. And I feel like I'm excited to see your athletic jaw and your crooked toes. So I would suggest if we were to meet up, you know, maybe wear some sandals.
What's going on?
Okay, the crooked toes comment was too much. The cops
are onto it. No scarves of any kind. I want to expose your jaw.
What?
You know, maybe...
Tyler, you buttered her up enough, I think. Do you want to ask her out?
Is that buttering up or is that removing all the
fun? I think he's trying to be funny. Let's give him that. Let's give him he's trying to
be
funny.
Now or never, Tyler.
Be straight, man.
Well, would you like to go out with me? What do you think?
I think... I would like to give it a try. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Kayla, are you under duress at this moment, or...?
I was kind of thinking that maybe you should let a friend know where you're going to be.
Yeah.
All joking aside, really, for real, you're into Tyler? You'd want to meet up with him?
Yeah, why not?
He does seem playful.
There's a few reasons. I could name them off air.
No red flags over here.
You guys are joking, but I'm a really good guy.
Yeah, that's good, man. We've literally only heard you for like 5-10 minutes. So.
Wear closed-toed shoes.
Yeah, we'll send you guys a gift card, and you guys can meet up in real life.
And let us know how it goes.
Yeah, find out if blind really is love.
Yeah. Love is blind. Okay.
Well, we can't say that.
Blind, I know. Do not get us
Lawyer Sue Brooke. Sue Brooke, if you're going to sue anybody. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.